The world watched in horrorly a couple weeks ago as the Taliban changed the law. In Afghanistan, used to be minimum age marriage 16. Now it's 9.
Good grief.
Yeah, and the BBC's coverage of this is absolutely horrific. Under the Taliban, and people are so poor that fathers were selling their daughters to feed their other children. Who's responsible for that? I'll tell you. One man. I blame one man more than any other on earth for it. John Thune, head of the Senate. What does he have to do with the Taliban? Oh, he's funding them. He's keeping them in place with $40 million of your tax money every 2 weeks or so. Well, finally, Lee, I've been on this for a very long time. Somebody asked John Thune, why, for the love of all that is holy, will you not allow a vote on the Defund the Taliban bill, which has passed twice in the House now? Tim Burchett and Nancy Mace were behind it. Why are you funding the enemy? There is no way John Thune does not know that this passed the House twice. Okay, he's the Senate Majority Leader. He was finally asked about it yesterday. Listen to this. This man should lose his office just for this.
Leader Thune, the House passed Tim Burchett's bill to defund the Taliban. I think it was 11 months ago. Every week that goes by, they get another $40 million. When can the American people expect to see a vote on this, and do you expect it to pass?
I don't know when. We don't have that on currently on the schedule here. And you said it's passed in the House?
Yes.
Okay. I have not seen it. If it's come over from the House, that's not something that we consider putting on the floor at this point.
Liar. There is no way he doesn't know that. It has trended again and again on X. You think he doesn't know what passes in the House? The Republican Party controls the House. Lee, just to understand what we're talking about here. This is a number no one should ever forget. 2,459 U.S. service members died in Afghanistan. Died. At the hands of who? Gosh, it'll come to me. I don't know. Oh, the Taliban. Them. Yes, the ones we're paying $40 million a week to stay in power. You know, the ones who do those military parades. By the way, this did not start under John Thune. It started under Joe Biden. But Thune has continued it. Even worse, and I've played all the audio and it'd take me an hour to lay it all out again, which you can find on my Battleground America podcast. We've had warnings repeatedly that Al-Qaeda has now settled in and is running training camps again in Afghanistan under who? The Taliban, who we keep in power.
And why is it we went into Afghanistan to begin with? Oh, that's right, because of training camps in Afghanistan for the Taliban.
Yes, exactly. So again, John Thune, face of evil, he's got to go. I mean, this old way of the uniparty, fund our enemies. I mean, my only guess is there's one or two reasons they're doing this. Number one, so we'll have enemies in the future to fight, make money off of fighting for all those military industrial contractors, right? Because we do this. We fund our enemies. I've been documenting it for a long time. There's that. And then there's this other thing that makes me wonder if John Thune doesn't have a deal like Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had with the Chinese. Because remember, Joe Biden deliberately let Afghanistan fall to the Taliban, and the Brits passed a condemnation of him almost unanimously through their parliament for it, because the Brits and the French said, please let us take Afghanistan. If you don't want to, you want to pull out, that's awesome. We will take over. We can control it very easily. Give us Bagram Air Force Base. And we said, sure, we'll do that. And then we pulled out in the middle of the night so they without telling them, so it would fall to the Taliban. That didn't make any sense to me until a few months later in the Wall Street Journal, it all became clear. It made so much sense. The Taliban, Lee, remember, had cut a deal with China to allow them to mine the lithium, the rare earth minerals mines, exclusive contract. Billions of dollars the Taliban would be paid from China. Well, it was a multi-billion dollar deal. They weren't going to get all the billions, but they were going to get some of it, right? And so it was critical that the Taliban stay in power so that China could have exclusive control of the mines. I'm convinced that's why Joe Biden did that. Let it fall to the Taliban. John Thune have that deal? The Hunter Biden deal? We only know about Hunter Biden's deal because he left his laptop somewhere because he was so coked out of his head. Do they all have that deal? Because I can't think of another reason John Thune would be funding the Taliban. Can you, Lee?
Not at all. I don't know why we ever started, and why it continues is beyond me.
And it's so inexcusable, okay? Yes. All he can do is lie and pretend he doesn't know. He knows. There is no way that the Senate leader, Senate Majority Leader, does not know what passes in the House of Representatives. There is no way. So this is him doing his best to keep funding going to the Taliban. It's a new outrage every day from this guy, Lee.
Yeah.
And, you know, good for Donald Trump. He is not giving up on the SAVE Act. We had some really good news on that last 48 hours. Susan Collins, God bless her, because this is a reach for her, given, you know, she's in Maine, right? Yeah. I mean, we're lucky we even have a senator from Maine. So I give her a big pass on, you know, she votes with us 75% of the time. I'm thrilled she can even get to that because a Democrat should have that seat. But she's come out and said she'll flip her vote in the SAVE Act. In fact, she did in one round of voting. We're at 50 right now, Lee. All John Thune has to do is agree with Trump's new demand this morning, reconciliation, budget bill 3.0, attach the SAVE Act to it. Let's get it done. Let's have Republicans win elections again. And you know what? We can do this with a talking filibuster. We don't even have to get rid of the, you know, Mitch McConnell constructed filibuster they're in love with. We can do it with a talking filibuster that's been used since the founding.
Mm-hmm.
One man is in the way. It's John Thune. So this guy is a really bad dude, and he's got to go. Got to go.
Why is it that when Republicans are in charge, it's always either the Speaker of the House or the Senate Majority Leader that's the impediment to any progress?
Well, I can answer that question. It's because the people who are in those positions are the longest serving.
Yeah.
They've been around the longest, right? Seniority, and they've worked their way up,
right.
You know, built their power. And they tend to be from that Bush wing of the party.
Yeah.
And that Bush wing of the party, Daddy Bush, let's never forget who he is, head of the CIA, right? What did the CIA do? They armed and trained bin Laden. They taught him to fight because he was fighting the Russians in Afghanistan.
At that time, yeah.
At the time, right. Yes. Yeah. And so we have used those as proxy armies for a very long time. And it's a deal with the devil because the second they get powerful enough, they come after us again, try to kill us. And we know that when we arm and train them. This old plan of, hey, we'll just fund the jihadis, that's not going to work anymore, okay? We're not doing that anymore. And I think there's an element of it that they like Al-Qaeda, they like these groups to get strong enough that we have to go fight them every once in a while so all their buddies who donate to them, military-industrial complex contractors, get rich. Yeah. I think there's an element of that too. But I was thrilled, Lee, after talking about this for years, somebody finally asked John Thune yesterday, and he had a lie.
Yeah.
Because he can't tell you the truth.
Thrilled that somebody asked him, not the fact that he lied again, I guess.
No, not that he lied again.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, that is amazing that actually got asked.
Yeah, it's an outrage. I mean, to me, thinking my tax dollars are going to the Taliban, who, by the way, Taliban used to only be able to fight seasonally and then they'd have to go home to harvest.
Right.
This keeps the Taliban in permanent power, keeps total tyranny. Women can't go to school. They're not even allowed to speak in public anymore. You can be beaten if your voice is heard. Thank you, John Thune. And if none of that moves you, fine. Then the graves at Arlington of those 2,000 should move you. We do not pay the enemy. This is great American stupid. I call it gas. We spend 21 years fighting the Taliban, surrendered to them under Joe Biden, and now we pay to keep them in power. To the benefit of who? Yeah, have you noticed something? So many of our policies, who, when you really get to the end of the rat hole, who benefits most? It's always China. Taliban falls. You know what's going to fall with it? Those contracts on the rare earth minerals mines. That's going to fall too. So, I mean, if it were me personally, John Thune, such a fan of FISA, such a fan of no search warrant searches, you know what I'd be no search warrant searched? His bank account. And everyone near him, because that's how China does it. It's how they did it with Mitch McConnell. They went through his father-in-law, gave him a shipping business, $200 million value. He was upper middle class when he came in. What's John Thune worth? What's everyone around him worth? Enterprising FBI agent who's a patriot might want to check into that. Now we know why Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota is not running for another term as governor. He knows he committed crimes. And now J.D. Vance is saying it. Whistleblower intimidation. Hiding the fraud, enabling the fraud. He's made a referral to the Department of Justice. This is stunning, okay? Not just for the governor of Minnesota, who oversaw $9 billion plus in fraud since 2019. No, not just him, but Keith Ellison, the attorney general who's supposed to be prosecuting it. That's not the shocking part, though. No, the shocking part is in the House report on this. They've done interviews with more than 30 whistleblowers. The shocking part is that when the Trump administration caught them at this, how far the Democrats were getting ready to go to protect the fraud. They were getting ready to use violence to protect the fraud. Let that sink in. They were getting ready to use the military to protect the fraud. And I get it. I mean, y'all, if you're stealing billions of dollars and the party's stealing billions of dollars, it's a lot of money, right? You'll do a lot of things to hold on to that, because I guarantee you some of that money ended up in Act Blue and in Democrat coffers. That's why they always have billions more than we do to run on. They stole it. But wait, what? They were willing to use the military to protect the fraud in Minnesota. Yep. They were already making plans. They never did it, but they were making plans to do it. Here's John Solomon, just the news.
The other thing that we found out, the Minnesota state government, as part of its retaliation, was thinking of using military officers, people in the National Guard, to spy on state workers or to retaliate against them. That is a very troubling claim in the report. The findings have been referred to the Vice President, J.D. Vance, who's now overseeing that fraud task force that on a daily basis.
Meanwhile, Fox News got one of those whistleblowers that testified under oath before Congress to talk about how they terrorized her and others who pointed out the fraud to them, both with accusations of racism, but also actual intimidation.
Are telling Fox she faced retaliation after sounding the alarm about fraud inside the state government, as the White House refers top Minnesota Democrats like Governor Tim Walz for a potential criminal investigation.
The vice president is calling on the Justice Department to investigate whether Minnesota officials harassed or intimidated whistleblowers, and a state employee tells Fox she faced retaliation for speaking up. Faye Bernstein is her name, a 20-year state employee who worked in behavioral health services. She says she warned state leaders about weak oversight of contracts and grants years before the fraud scandals came to light. Bernstein says she was eventually sidelined, ostracized, and placed on investigatory leave. She told the House Oversight Committee she worked in an environment where employees feared being labeled racist for questioning fraud or mismanagement.
Oh, it was very intimidating. You lived in fear of being called racist. And that is life-changing. That changes how you walk around in the world and how you do your work. I am not confident speaking up about things anymore.
The House Oversight Committee says it interviewed nearly 30 Minnesota whistleblowers. Some allege that after reporting fraud.
Yeah, you know why? She lives in a totalitarian regime. The beginnings of one. It always goes this way, folks. Look what the Trump administration did. Not Biden. They don't care. The Venezuelan socialist government doesn't just brutalize and murder its citizens. It steals from them. And then the leaders of the party collect the money. And then they have estates in Florida, which thankfully Trump has frozen and taken. They should be taken. You see the same MO, North Korea. You see the same MO in North Korea, Russia, Putin's worth billions of dollars. Why? He stole it. Socialism in these dictatorial governments, the same thing with China. It's run by 1,000 families. It's a criminal cartel. Everybody else is poor. Why? They took the money. That's what socialism is. They don't really care about the little guy. They just need the little guy to be stupid enough to turn enough power over to them so that they can begin stealing the money. The party can steal the money. And they will respond with violence every time when you try to do the right thing and get the money back. Folks, I just want to play this again because this is one of the most stunning clips of my entire career. I'm not kidding.
The other thing that we found out, the Minnesota state government, as part of its retaliation, was thinking of using military officers, people in the National Guard, to spy on state workers or to retaliate against them. That is a very troubling.
That's Venezuela. That's what it is. I keep telling you, these are post-American Marxist territories. They are not American. And then finally this from Fox News. They're talking about DHI, okay? DHI is like the police force, the Department of Health in Minnesota. They're the people who are supposed to investigate fraud. They're sworn law enforcement, okay? Listen, wait, hold on with the music. I got to end with this because wow.
The House Oversight Committee says it interviewed nearly 30 Minnesota whistleblowers. Some allege that after reporting fraud, DHS investigators photographed their homes and vehicles, monitored their phones, and sought information about their children.
This ain't Venezuela. I mean, this ain't Minnesota, folks. This is Venezuela. It's happening in these Marxist territories, these blue territories. God, let me play it again. Dad, folks, listen to this. This is the police force that is supposed to be cracking down on fraud in Minnesota. Instead, they're terrorizing the whistleblowers.
The House Oversight Committee says it interviewed nearly 30 Minnesota whistleblowers. Some allege that after reporting fraud, DHS investigators photographed their homes and vehicles, monitored their phones, and sought information about their children.
You want to live like this? Because that's how we're going to live if Democrats ever get total power, folks. Police state. They will come for you if you try to stop their theft from you. Oh, this is rich. This is fantastic. Guess who's holding up the FISA bill? You know the one. Where they spy on you? Founding fathers spitting in their graves the whole time? Yeah, they spy on you without a warrant. Got to catch them terrorists, you know. What does the FISA warrant give? It gives us the NSA database. That captures everything that runs through the wires. What are some of the things it captures? Well, Matt Gaetz, when he was in Congress, did a really good job of exposing under oath. He was grilling officials. Everything in your bank account. All of it. Every transaction you make. Saved. Archived. Cataloged. Every text. Every email. Every phone call, at least the digital record of that phone call being made, maybe more, I don't know. Everything about you, digitally, ever, including your keystrokes. Ever typed something and then decided you, I'm not going to post that, I'm not going to send it, no one will ever know. They know. They have a record of your keystrokes. All of it without a warrant. It's like pre-crime in that famous movie. And it is thoroughly, completely, and totally abused. You're supposed to go through a process of applying to the FISA court to view records on somebody. And even then, you're supposed to blank out Americans' names. You're only supposed to look at foreigners. FBI said, oh, heck, we work for the Democrat Party. We'll just use it as a research op. And they have. Averaging more than a million illegal searches a year, every one of them a felony. It got so bad that FBI agents were checking out their neighbors and their dates, just logging right onto the computer. Total tyranny. Of course, we took the brunt of it. I remember one particular case where they were going through the illegal searches, which are never prosecuted, by the way. You know who's in charge of this? John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice. Yeah, these illegal searches could and should be prosecuted. Someone should go to prison for that. But no one ever does, because John Roberts is a poser. And so it just happens year after year. And the FBI did get some pressure on it. They finally got it underneath a million, lower than a million felonies. I think it was 700,000 was the last year available. They just shrugged the shoulders. The worst part of it was, though, they were overly spying on Republican politicians, particularly donors. In other words, opposition research for the Democrat Party. And Republicans love it, man. They are all about it. John Thune wants him some FISA renewal. John Thune is the evil Republican leader. He's an evil dude. Evil Republican leader of the Senate. Okay. Well, in something we never thought we'd ever see before, you know who's holding up the FISA bill right now? Oh, this is great. Democrats. And John Thune is big mad about it. Oh, you're going to put us in national peril, terrorism, yap, 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 terrorism, yap, yap. And Democrats are like, heck no, we're terrified of you people. We're afraid, get this, what their fear is. This is so funny. That in the future, we might start spying on them. Why? Because they did nothing but spy on us. Nothing but spy on us. Of course, they won't tell you that, but they know it. So, folks, it has come full circle with the Democrats not wanting the Republicans to spy on them. But again, no evidence of any kind that Republicans have ever done that to Democrats. We'd probably be buried under the jail for it. But they're afraid of it. So, you know what? Good. I hope they block it. I hope they block it. There is, by the way, Scott Pressler's out there this morning fighting for this. And he is demanding, John Thune, look, attach a warrant to it. Get a dang warrant. In other words, you have to go to a judge. If it's a legitimate terrorism investigation of a non-American citizen, you've got to go to a judge and get a warrant. And folks, there's nothing to keep a judge from sealing a warrant. They do it all the time in terrorism cases. That's what we did before. And not just terrorism, but we've been doing it since the founding. Judges will seal a warrant. Because why? You don't want the target to know. This idea that we have to have a FISA court and an NSA database of everything you've ever done or said that's digital, and we have to keep it for all time because terrorism. No, we don't. No, we don't. Predicate your investigation, bring the evidence, get a warrant. Get a warrant. So we now have Democrats doing what I wish Republicans had done for a very long time. We did have some Republicans doing it, but not nearly enough. It's good news. It's good news. So there's a ton of bricks worth of pressure on John Thune's head right now. Donald Trump is just whooping him like every hour trying to get this SAVE Act passed. And folks, if you saw what just happened in California, we desperately need the SAVE Act passed. And I'll tell you, the most important part of it is not where we verify the citizenship of people who are filing to vote, although that is huge. It's where it becomes law that you must turn your internal voter rolls over to the federal government for inspection. That it's so they can run them against the databases and make sure that the voters are alive. They're going to run them against the Postal Service database to see if they've moved and if there's multiple registrations somewhere else. They're going to see if you're legally here in this country. And then they're going to see something. You know what they're going to see? They'll go see if you voted. And folks, let me tell you what, we get the SAVE Act through. It's going to be one of the most shocking things psychologically the American people have ever seen. Because you know what John Thune's protecting? He is protecting the Uniparty. They need Democrats to win to keep those borders open when Trump's gone. He knows they can't win without fraud. And he knows this will destroy the Democrat Party. Let me tell you why. We get those voter files. You know what we're going to have? We're going to have real voting history. We're not only going to be able to fund the ghost voters, the fake voters, the double voters, and the illegal immigrants who've been voting all these years. I think Democrats have actually been voting for them using mail-in balloting. We're going to find a record of how many of them voted. I put voted in air quotes. I think a lot of just people move out of state, Democrats figure out who they are and vote for them. And folks, it's going to run into the millions. It's going to run into the millions. They know it, I know it, and John Thune knows it. And he is fighting like heck. But folks, long term, I don't think he's going to win. Let me tell you why. He keeps telling us, I'm not holding a vote. I will not hold a vote. He's held multiple votes. Trump has just demanded it be attached to a budgetary bill, which means 51 votes to pass. Susan Collins just flipped her vote. We're at 50. J.D. Vance breaks the tie. And you know what else breaks? The dam. The dam breaks. We're so close. Trump knows it. That's why he's obsessed with it. So, folks, a lot of good things going on. A lot of evil people in the way, and not all of them are in the Democrat Party. John Thune is one. Thomas Crooks, I double-checked, is dead. He's very dead. Been dead since he died on that roof. So there's no reason all the files the FBI has, 30,000 of them, can't be released. There's no foreign connections, we're told. So there's no international investigation, right? I mean, I know the third Iranian assassination claims he thought Iran did Butler. Yeah, he told police that. He said that was what we were trained to do, get Trump at one of his rallies. They're really insecure. Recruit shooters for that. I mean, he did say that, but there's no evidence. So there's no reason we can't release. The FBI still be holding on those 30,000 pages now, is there, since they've been subpoenaed twice, once under Biden and once under Trump. Well, Judicial Watch, God bless him, fought like the Dickens and got 48 pages. Ooh, Nelly. Why would the FBI want you to know what's in these 48 pages? It's super duper weird. Well, what little we can get through all the redactions. The national security redactions? Why is there a national security angle on Thomas Crooks? They call them national security redactions. Huh. Can't imagine why that'd be. But it's super duper weird. One of the things they did not want us to know, but that Judicial Watch got, was that a SWAT officer recovered a, quote, gray remote device, unquote, with an antenna from would-be assassin Thomas Crooks' pocket after he was killed. They also didn't want you to know that Crooks contacted a law enforcement officer by email twice before the assassination. And what was in the body of the email? You can barely tell since it's almost all redacted for national security purposes. Weird. Really weird. Look, I got to tell you, these guys got to figure out in the FBI, they got to figure out how to get these 30,000 documents. We need to see them unredacted. And there's no reason Congress can't see them. They got national security clearances.